Smaller cities are gaining investor appeal when it comes to real estate purchases. Just a few years ago, investors flocked to New York and San Francisco, Boston and Washington. But apparently that's happening less these days. I'm John Werdock. PwC has a new study out there showing what cities are now gaining favor. And we'll talk to someone from PwC in a moment.
You're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news you need to know.
Joining us is Mitch Rochelle. He's at PwC. He's a partner there. He's also the man who looks at U.S. real estate trends, and he has a new report out there. Mitch, first of all, thank you for taking a few minutes to chat.
My pleasure, John. Thanks for having me.
So, Mitch, what did you find about smaller cities and their investor appeal?
So I'll give you a little bit of historical perspective. So coming out of the financial crisis and the recession, when investors started allocating capital to real estate, they went with what I'll call the more defensive plays, the big cities, the New York, the Boston, the San Francisco, where I'm standing right now, Los Angeles, the Washington, D.C., gateway market, 24-hour cities. And what's happening as the real estate recovery continues, the economic recovery continues, those markets are becoming very pricey from an investor standpoint and also from a cost of doing business. So real estate investors are more on the offense. They're looking for places where the returns might be higher, and that's where we're finding them looking at places like Nashville, which you would have never thought would have been a top 10 market.
So what are some of these cities? You mentioned Nashville. What are some of the other ones that are now gaining attention out there from investors and looking to park their money somewhere?
Good question, John. So what's interesting is Austin, Texas, which showed up in our top 10 a couple of years ago, many thought it was a bit of a flash in the pan. It was a millennial story. But the interesting thing about Austin is how durable it's been in terms of being in a top 10 ranking from an investor sentiment, from a development, from a home building perspective. So Austin is a story that you sort of can't overlook. Denver, Colorado, Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia wasn't in the top 10. And the thing that these markets have in common is that they have a lower cost of doing business for companies, and they have a lower cost of living for workers. So we're in what I refer to as a virtuous cycle, which is workers go where it's cheaper to live, companies go where the workers are, and then the market gains more and more momentum and the economy grows.
And we are talking about commercial real estate investment here, correct?
Correct. But where commercial real estate is hot, it's because the workers are there. You also find that the home building market becomes hot as well.
So what are some of the others? You mentioned Nashville, Atlanta.
So I'll take you through the top 10. Dallas is number one. Austin is number two. Charlotte, North Carolina, three. Seattle, four. Atlanta, five. Denver, Colorado, six. Nashville, seven. San Francisco, Portland, Oregon, now in the top 10. And last, number 10, is Los Angeles, California.
New York, nowhere to be found.
New York, Boston, Washington, D.C., they're in our top 75 ranking. They haven't been totally left for dead, but they're not in the top 10. And in the 37 years that we've been doing this survey, you found that those cities were sort of traditionally in the top 10, and this is really the first time meaningfully that they're not.
Were you shocked when you saw the results?
I was surprised that Houston, which was number one last year, had fallen as far as it fell. Okay, so Houston's now 30 in a 1 to 75 ranking. That, to me, was very surprising. And the thing that's even a little bit more surprising, not to get overly technical, we rank these markets by a bunch of attributes, and one of them being investment. And Houston's actually 50th out of 75 from an investment perspective. And so I was surprised by that, because I firmly believe that Houston's economy isn't only oil and it's reasonably diverse. But Dallas being number one was a bit of a surprise as well, because I would have thought that the state of Texas may have had a little bit of a knock-on effect, because investors don't appreciate that Dallas isn't really an oil town. Maybe we, if you're old like me, you think of it that way because of the television series from the 80s, but the economy in Dallas is very diverse. The story in Dallas is all about job growth. They've created in Dallas 115% of the jobs versus the peak. So said another way, 15% more jobs than the peak job level from prior to the recession. So it's really a job-creating story, hundreds of thousands of jobs created in Dallas. That's what makes it a hot market from a real estate investment perspective.
And final question, Mitch, is there anything connecting all these cities, any common trend that you can put your finger on? Is it lower taxes? Is it a friendly regulatory environment? What say you?
I would say lower cost of doing business, lower cost of living, and job creation. So it's not a matter of size, but it's about the relative affordability of those markets for the workers and the companies alike. That's the common thread across all top 10, actually.
He is Mitch Rochelle from PwC, joining us to talk about a new survey about where money is going when it comes to commercial real estate investment. Thanks a lot, Mitch, for your time.
John, thank you.
Go behind the scenes and get to know your favorite hosts at facebook.com/WSJ podcasts.